because you ordered it, it's check your head. Comics with a clip spilky. Oh, you didn't order it? Which one's yours? Oh, the deep dish pepperoni one. Yeah. And cheesy sticks. And oh, here's your 2 liter of Pepsi. Cheapskate. Howdy, y'all. Back again, kid. I ain't got nothing for you, man. Just go on out there and ride your skateboard and listen to your damn music. I don't give a... Get off my lawn. I don't care. I mean, you can play on the lawn, but just watch out for the damn ants. And watch out, them little fucking tear you apart and carry you away little by little. They're known to do it.
Right, I'm bored already.
Yeah, get on with the bitching.
For me, this is the crappiest part. This is
we're not having any fun either.
This is the getting it going thing. There's nothing going on right now.
And that's a good thing.
I'm just having a brew. First time in a couple weeks. Oh, it tastes so good. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. How you doing? Hope you're doing good. I'm doing great, man. Had a weird few days. Anybody ever clipped a curb? Brand new tires. Only had them for a couple of months. Hit a curb sticking out, and this one was broken. It had a little jagged thing headed right at the right angle, and it just made this big old welt stick out of the back of my tire. Right, well, not the back, the sidewall. Nothing you can do for it. I called up the people I bought the tire from and the warranty, which turned out to be kind of bullshit. It was like a road hazard warranty that you paid extra for, and the only thing that really covers is plugging nail holes. You know what, man? I can do that.
But can you make it sound dirty?
You just lube it up and you stick the little fucking nasty thing in there. You can buy them at the damn hardware store, 3 for $1 or whatever. Pump it up with a compressor once it swells, no big shit. And that's all it covered. So I said, fuck you. Dude, I bought a nice new tire for cheaper than they sold me the other crappy tires for. Got a warranty on it that even no matter what happens to it, they'll replace it unless it's worn out. Man, I gotta buy new, which is fine with me. I'm gonna talk about this.
You're an idiot.
I don't know. Got nothing better to talk about. Now, what do you want to talk about? The honeybees disappearing? The glaciers melting? The fucking smog? Well, I don't know. Air quality's getting better somehow. I don't know. Maybe it's the additives and the fuel they're putting in. Maybe people are driving less because it was expensive for a little while. Or maybe they're just feeding us bullshit and the air isn't getting any better. I don't care. I don't have kids. I'm not invested in the future. I don't even think I'm going to retire. I don't think most of us are going to be able to retire. Very, very few. We're going to work until we bite the weenie. So choose a job you don't mind dying at. And I know some of you thought porn star, but...
Yeah, I did.
Me too.
That's a dream. Although my grandfather...
No,
this is
not
bullshit.
That story.
Not like some of those guys that'll come up to you at the comic store and say... Yeah, my grandfather gave me Action Comics number 1 right before he died. And no shit, somebody said that to me today. And I'll get to that in a little bit. But, oh, shit. What was I talking about? You know what? I got this great big bottle of Guinness right here. And it's half empty.
Half full.
I haven't had a drink in a couple weeks, so it's hitting me kind of hard. But... Oh, yeah, I was talking about tires.
I thought it was talking about sex.
Crap it is. You know what? I got a beer. Anyway, I got a new tire, and it's pretty awesome because I was on the job when it happened, and so it's going to get paid for by my job, and that was something I didn't expect. I just told them, and they said, oh, well, we got a thing for that. We got a fund. We can take care of it. Hallelujah. not only do I have an awesome job, but I have a job in a time when most people are losing their jobs, and I really feel for you guys.
Holy shit, was that compassion?
And unless you work in the automobile industry or the gas industry.
Yeah, but not much of it.
One of those other earth-sucking, world-destroying industries that have been cutting our feet off a little bit at a time. I'm missing a couple of toes here. We all are. Sorry. We're all going to have to relearn. And you know what? Every time I change jobs, I change industries too. So I have to adapt and learn every time I get a new job, because what I trained myself for was being a musician and an artist. And you know what? I decided I didn't want to sell that.
Dumbass!
And so I had to get real jobs. And you know what? I've learned more from real jobs than I ever learned from school. Even the time I spent in college, it was a waste.
You mean you were wasted?
Techniques of sound recording. Oh, God. I've learned more about sound recording and tape cassettes than I learned from that shit. I love Guinness. I bailed out of that shit real quick as soon as I learned it was bullshit and went back to playing music. Until I learned that was bullshit. Anyway, today I got to go, and while my tire was being replaced, I wasted my lunch hour getting my tire replaced, but it's getting paid for by my challenge. I think I mentioned that, which is pretty awesome. But what I did mention is the tire place I went to was right down the street from this used bookstore that I haven't got to go to in years. So I gave them my keys, threw on my backpack, and started hoofing it. It was about a mile down the road, and it took about 15 minutes. And the weather was awesome, and I had traffic at my back, so and the trip there was wonderful. Except for the spray I got from the bus when the wind kicked up, and I was walking across a patch of wet concrete, and I don't know what that water was coming from that was seeping from the murky, smelly-looking ground. Could have been sewer ground, I don't care. That was the only low point. Anyway, I got to the used bookstore and spent the next hour digging through comic books. Also spent a good 5 minutes insulting the crap out of this dude on his cell phone that really deserved it. I don't want to tell that story. It was funny as shit. I scared the crap out of him and his girlfriend. I think it was a girl. It looked like a toad story. It was gravitating like towards black eyeliner and great against you goth chicks, you know. I love you. You're great, but this chick was sad, and mostly because her boyfriend was sad and he was really loud and obnoxious on the cell phone. Anyway, after I got rid of that douchebag, I got to dig these comics for about 45 minutes before I had to haul ass back to the tire shop and bought a few things I want to share with you. What do you got better to do? Download right. This shit and you're listening to
I
it. So
masturbate.
Fucking nothing. Have a beer. I've got one right here and it's halfway gone. Oh. I'll press a button in a minute. But anyway, check this out. Vanguard Illustrated number 1 PC Comics.
That's specific comics.
This is insanely awesome because I've been looking for this book since the 80s. I've got a bunch of PC comics, that's Pacific Comics.
That's what I said.
I just love Twisted Tales and the list. I could be here all night. But anyway, look up Pacific Comics. I've seen the ad for this book a million times, and I've never been able to find it. It's always baffled me, and I just found it today for 50 cents. In perfect condition. I read it in the car right after I left the place. It was fucking kick-ass. There's like 7 issues of this series, and this is the first one I've been able to score.
Not true.
And it was great because they would take new artists or writers they found and combine them with established badass guys, and they even threw in some stuff that by comic greats at the time, back when they were jerking around. Specifically with this one, oh, it's not the funny book flashback, but come on. Would you rather me bitch about traffic? You really want to hear me talk about how crappy it is living in this shitty city? Or would you rather hear me talk about comic books?
That's a tough good. One.
All right. Vanguard Illustrated number one for 50 cents. It looks like it got folded about a third of the way through a little bit. There's a slight crease, but otherwise it's in great condition. I couldn't give a shit less.
Okay, these Baxter now, have we had too much alcohol books. Or not enough?
David Scroggie, one of the two brothers. No, wait. Scroggie's not. He's just the editor. There's two brothers that are
editors.
Bill Shanes and Steve Shanes are the publishers. Oh, whatever. I'm going to have another drink. What do you say? Whatever. The cool thing about this book, and I didn't know, was like they took this new writer. They met at a convention, and they hooked him up with Tom Yeats. Yeats, I don't know, correct me, I don't give a shit. EclipseSpooky@hotmail.com. I love this guy because of Time Spirits from Epic Comics. Look it up yourself, I don't want to talk about it right now. Time Spirits, and he did some Swamp Things. Oh, Jesus. Tom Yeats, beautiful. And so this guy gets to have his story drawn by Tom Yeats, which is the shit. I'm not going to talk about it, we're not flashing back. But I mentioned they had some work by established greats, and this is it. And this is why I've got to score all the rest of the books in this series, because this is Mike Baron and Steve Rude. And it is supposed to be a four-part story called Encyclopedias.
Story.
And I read it today. It's post-apocalyptic. You know, I love that shit. In the future, but this is written in the early 80s, so kind of funny. It's like a boy and his dog, sort of, except for this guy, he joins a group of people that sell encyclopedias, and they get hooked up like military. They get trained in combat and given this thing, and they're supposed to drop into these war zones where, I guess, there's cannibals, and I've only got part of the story now. I just read it. And they're supposed to sell these fucking encyclopedias. It's really ridiculous. But the whole thing is that Steve Rude and Mike Baron are the creators of Nexus. And this is what they did together right before they did Nexus. And you can see them learning how to work together in the roots of Nexus. And it kicks fucking ass. And I'm so glad I scored it. It's 2009, and I've been looking for this book since 1985, man. It was worth it. 50 cents, all those years, didn't let me down. Anyway, not the funny book flashback. What else did I score my little trip? Ooh, one of the very few Madman comics, this is the Dark Horse series, that I was missing. And there it was, you know, half cover price, which was $2.95, and I can't do math. You know, that's like $1.50 or something. Madman number 6. Big Guy Agogo. Superstar team up of the century. Mike Allred. I don't care if you're one of them crazy Mormon bastards. Your shit. Also, I scored Marvel Knights. And I don't care if they want to try to just pretend that Marvel Knights didn't happen. It was Marvel Knights Daredevil number 5, which was what brought me back into comics. If it wasn't for Marvel Knights Daredevil, I wouldn't be talking about comics right now or even giving a shit about them. I scored another copy of number 5 in almost mint condition. I mean, it's just, you know, it was untouched. There's a little bitty crease that you can, like a fingernail scratch on the cover that just, if you hold it in the light, it shows an indention. You know, like the surfboard things. I won't get into that. Issue 5. I don't care what it's worth. I got it for half cover price, and now I've got 2 or 3 copies. I think it's like 3 or 4 at this point. I'm kind of a nutbag when I find these. I see early Daredevil, well, any Daredevils, especially the Marvel Knights Daredevils, I buy them. Like Dreadstars. Oh my god, how many copies each of the Epic Comics Dreadstars do I have? It's fucking ridiculous. Anybody want some Dreadstars?
No more for me, Fag. I'm driving.
Well, I also scored. I was sitting on Vanguard number 1. Didn't give a shit. I also scored a couple of free comic book days that I didn't have. And what's so funny when you go to these stores and they buy these bulk from people and they don't know that these, you know, some in there are free. When you get up to the counter, they're looking for a price so they can, you know, do their half price thing on it. And they see these and it says free, free, free. Everywhere they look, it says free. This chick, she was just stunned. There was two of them, and she set them aside, and she kind of like held her chin for a second and looked up at me and looked back down at the book. She walked away from me, said, "Excuse me for a moment," went like 10 feet away from me to a little phone, picked it up, and called her manager in the back, and I could hear her talk. She goes, "Oh, so they're free? But how would you have them?" Okay, bye. And she comes over to me, and she just picks these two free comic book day comics up and doesn't even touch the register, sets them on top of the other stack, and it says, "That'll be blah-bitty blah blah." It was like $12 I spent there. I bought a video game, too. I got Thief 2 The Dark Age in the box, docs, discs, and everything for $4. For all you geeks out there. So I got these. I got the 30 Days of Night cover, 2004 free comic book day thing that had previews of CSI, The Shield, 24, and 30 Days of Night. I don't give a fuck. I've talked to you before about what I think of 30 Days of Night. But I'll just stick this in that box, and when I get around to selling it to some jerk off, it'll be a little point for it. I don't give a shit. Fuck 30 Days of Night and IDW up the ass. You heard me. I gotta have another sweetie digga guinea and an extra salad. I don't know. Wait, hold on. Gotta get the gold pen right here on the new microphone. How you doing? Oh, beautiful. Wait, does it make a tone? Here's what a. That's irritating. Oh, here we go. You heard me. I'm drinking it right from the bottle. I don't give a fuck. The second free comic book day book I got was from Beckett Comics. And I went on to the comics price guide online and tried to find it, and I couldn't. It's called Robin Hood of the 47 Samurai. Totally new to me. This is the first time I cracked it open since I got home. Long drawn out bullshit story, but I like the art. It kind of looks Frank Miller-ish. You know, the Lone Wolf and Cub cover. Frank Miller-ish stuff, Ronin, but I really like it. It's nice. But it's still got that image tinge, that new age kind of cel-shaded, computer-generated look to most of the book, but the first few pages are pretty good. I gotta read it. What am I busting at all comic book haters? And I'm gonna, you know what? I'm gonna give this book, I'm gonna give it a 4. It's got a neat cover in the first 4 pages.
Bow down before me!
You know,
it's
kind of
douchish.
It's got the, I've seen this before. It's got the Japanese guy that's got the mohawk widow's peak and the mustache. And,
Thugu Karasaki, you must make him come to us.
All of a sudden, I'm schooling. I got a G.I. Joe tattoo on my ass. You heard me. Schooly. I don't know what's going on with this bullshit. The last half of the book is, I guess they ran out of money for paper, because there's a whole comic book squeezed in 4 pages per page on to the end. Fade from Grace. It's a preview. Maybe I should read it.
Maybe you should get the fuck on with it.
So I got a couple free comic books. That was cool. Here's the dumbass moment of the day. I'll give a moment so I can like plug in a sound effect or some kind of thing for dumbass moment of the day.
Dumbass moment of the day.
That should have been long enough. I was digging through this box and I came across a bunch of cool stuff that I should have grabbed, but I was like, oh, that's still too expensive. I've already got a copy of it, blah, blah, blah. And I don't have enough money. I want a video game. One thing I came across was four issues, and I think it was like 3, 4, 5, and 6 maybe, of Blue Beetle, DC from the 80s. And these comics were in perfect condition. I couldn't believe where they were, how they were stored, how they were so perfect.
How
it
much
blew my
stored.
Mind, and I pulled them out, and I was going to buy them half of cover price, which was like 75 cents or 60 cents, I can't remember. You know, and I had these stacked up, and I had a very limited budget at the time. Remember, I'm buying a new tire, and I'm on my lunch break, and I dig out this Arthur Suidam's Charlie and Flytrap Center City image, and it's got a $5.95 cover price, and I'm like, oh, well, shit, I've never seen this before, I gotta buy this. Even though it looked vaguely familiar, I thought, you know, I don't have this, I know I don't have it. I love Suidam, I'm a sucker. So I grabbed it, and I thought, well, this one's gonna be like $3.50, so I better put back in, you know, a couple of things. And I thought, well, the Blue Beetles, you know, I like them. It's a nice nostalgic thing. I don't know if they're worth anything. I should get them. Fuck it. You know, that's a couple bucks. I put it back. Dumbass move of the day. Because I got out in the car and checked this book out. Well, I drove about 40 miles away before I checked this one out, and it was too late. And it's a fucking reprint of a book I already have. I already have the originals of all the Charlie and Flytraps. Apparently I'm finding out that was it. I've got them all. Quit buying them. Quit being suckered by new reprint editions. God damn it, there's nothing in here. What the fuck? Except a couple poems. I don't want any Arthur Suidam poems. Fuck your poems. Pick up your pen. Oh my god, and there's an ad in the back for the Arthur Suidam Art of the Barbarian Conan. You know what? I bought that. It's good. I've got it. But fuck if I didn't waste money on this shit, and I should have grabbed those Blue Beetles. I read some newer Blue Beetles, and they were pretty good. Oh, dumbass move of the day.
Dumbass moment of
but
the day!
But I got this. It's really not worth anything on its own. It's probably worth like $3 or $4, but it's kind of cool. It's in a Mylar. It's got a certificate of authenticity. It's in perfect mint condition. Signed and numbered by Manley. I think it's Mike Manley. It's Shadow of the Bat, Batman, number 16, part 1 of 3. It's confusing how they renumbered and had those whole, you know, arc things going on. This is copy 2209 of 5000, signed by Manley on the cover. And I just get all giddy when I find this shit, because half of $1.75 is like 83 cents. Or put that fucking calculator down. I don't know how much it, I can't do math. I told you before. But it was signed, numbered, it was half cover price. I bought it. It's worth about $4. Maybe some freak fan would pay $5. I'm not even a Batman fan. If, you know, one of the guys in the CBH is a Batman fan and want this issue, I'd gladly send it to you free. But
Ryan, it's yours
just
if you want it.
Score.
Dr. G, you into Batman? Shit.
And that's it for my run at the used bookstore. Shit. Maybe I ought to make this into a segment. Did I?
Not yet.
I don't know. I'm going to have a funny book flashback. And this time I promise it's going to be Zap number
3.
Because I read it, I found it, read it again, still don't get it. So what I'm going to do is press the button and read it one more time, maybe together, and hopefully you can help me figure this shit out. Me, I don't fucking know. But if you'll give me a moment. Ooh, pardon. Falling to just in this Guinness, maybe we ought to press the button and get the ball rolling. It's kind of difficult. It's on a, now you see, I had to have the mount built for the button, and it's rather large, and hold on, There we go. Got it mounted on this huge pulley system. I don't know if it's... Okay, hold on. Feeling it down. Just bear with me. Oh, God. I should have built counterweights. I feel like fucking Frankenstein. Wait. Oh. Ah. There we go. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me tie this off. All right. We're good. Now. Oh, it's fucking massive. This is what we came for, though, huh? You got the buggy. I'm not afraid.
You know what time it is, sucker? It's time for the Funny Book Flashback, turkey. Yeah.
Commit. Whoa, committed. Okay. Roll 'em. Damn. What I said. I can roll. Oh, yeah, y'all. I finally found my copy of Zap number 10. Wait. Oh, that's my sticker. Hold on. Shit. This is Zap number 3. Special 69 issue. They call it that because of the obvious connotation, but also if you flip it over, it's split in half. It's one of those two for ones to where it's got another cover on the back. And the other cover is S. Clay Wilson's. He's a nasty bastard. If you ever seen his stuff, it's nasty. It's no other word for it. It's just disgusting. But I can't look away. It's so disgusting. I'll look it up. No, wait, you won't have to. I've got it right here. The cover I like is the one with the Hebrew lettering and the, I don't know, dung beetles, fire beetles, sun beetles, eyeball beetles, rocking it. First story is called Harry. Our Crumb. Bunch of guys. Nothing but legs and arms and sunglasses and heads with caps on. Flies buzzing around their big bushes of hair like Cousin It. Passing around a pipe. One says dope. The other says definitely. He's dragging along a little ratty dog. He's having some kind of ununderstood conversation with an even smaller fuzzy object. Most assuredly. Stoned again. An undeniable fact on the face of it, one says to the other, puffing on his pipe. He flips the page and the two hairy guys got their heads in the sky and they're hands in the air, and they say, on the face of what? Spiral baby, the earth. And the other one says, no, it, you know, the cosmic it. So where's my dog? And they're standing on their heads, and whoa, here she comes. She's got that Robert Crumb bounce, big old booty, epic legs. One says to the other, hey, never mind the dog. Check out this action. He says, I see what you're driving, that dirty dick. Hi, little girl. Good vibes. Have some booze. Oh, yummy, she says. Robert Crumb's got that knack.
When were you born, my dear? Says one to her while she's sucking on the puppy. And the other one says, I bet anything she's a Taurus. She says, I was born in 1955. I'm only 13.
They're both bowled 13? Over. And one says, amazing.
The other one says,
phenomenal.
That's man.
And they're carrying her by the arms. One of the hairy bastards says,
sick fuck. Sick fuck.
And she got the hate ash berries. The other one says, I'm not a miracle. Oh, she wants to get stoned. And while they pull up her skirt and jab her in the ass with a needle, the other one says, coming right up. Shoot some speed, kid. Bow. Goink. She flies up. You only see her knees down. She flew up into the next panel. And one of them says, well, that did it. Wham! There she blows. Her head, that is. And they just wander off with the flies buzzing around them. And one says to the other, guess we'll see that chick later. And the other says, thanks to your fucking perverted sadistic pranks. Would just call me irresponsible, goody two-shoes. We'll discuss morality at another time. Here comes dope. And the next scene shows them running up to a patch of hairy, filthy bastards all covered in fur and decapped with little poops of smoke looping up the top of them. I fly getting bent on. Okay, who's next?
Me!
Take a swig of Guinness. Through with it. Everyone says, oh, wait. They all start singing. It's so neat and so discreet. It's so neat and so discreet. It's a stuff they can't be beat. It's a stuff they can't be beat. Oh, to the time for the revolution is at hand. Huh? Say what? Now we must think only of the revolution and devote ourselves wholeheartedly to the revolution.
Hey, even the revolution.
What the hell is he talking about?
Is he crazy?
Look at there. Who that? Yeah. This little guy wanders in. He's wearing like a baby outfit. And this guy walks in smoking a cigar and they say, look at there, who that? Oh, that it. So that's it. And he whips out a bomb, does okay symbol with his fingers and winks his eye, and the other one says, now I get it. Blow. He blows up the whole world. All these naked, hairless apparently because of the blast, people are falling down, and one of them says to the other, okay. And the other says, but life goes on and things change.
You know what? You were doing good up until the part where you stopped, you know, showing the thick thighs and the big tits.
Yeah. Crumbs. I'm over it.
What a waste of time.
Crumb's a fucking jerk off.
Are we done with this shit
yet? The next bit's got this thing where it shows the camel sign and if you smoke cigars or cigarettes.
Cigars.
If you smoke cigarettes and you know what camel is.
Oh God, I'm gonna kill myself describing this.
What do I say? It's real psychedelic looking panels and each one is broken off to the next. If you've ever seen the movie Yellow Submarine, that's what the art kind of looks like. And this guy is experimenting with, you know, mirror images and different types of shading. Oh my God, I don't know what to tell you guys, man. This is, it's something that can't be described, or at least I can't describe it. I don't have the faculties.
Because you is fucked up, man.
What am I gonna do?
You're gonna sober up, man.
It's purely sexual, but it's all.
Because you fucked up, man.
I really can't start to describe it.
Because you fucked up, man.
You know what? I don't believe in this shit, but I'm going to make a fucking scan of this. You heard me. I'm going to make a scan of this. Put it up on a fucking torrent.
I
want you guys to read this shit. Cover to cover. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to put up where I shut up. And if anybody gets pissed off, right, fucking...
I'm gonna put
the guys from Zap Comics can come after me. Kiss my fucking ass.
You're fucking wasted, dude.
Look for Zap Comics with COMIX to be posted on a torrent. And I'm going to do it, goddammit. I've never done one before. Within the next 2 or 3 days. And read this whole fucking thing. That's all I can do. I can't describe it. I'm going to have to say goodbye. You know what? From the whole Commentary by Haters crew, good night. Eh. Wait, hold on. Later.